This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Time now for a little Freakonomics. Stephen Dubner is his name. Freakonomics is the podcast that they do, goes along with the books and the blog as well. Dubner, how are you?
Hey, Kai, everything's good. You know, today I have got for you, Kai Rizdahl,
yes,
a true blue feel-good story where the economist is the hero. How do you like that?
I will believe it when I hear it. How about that?
All right. So Alvin Roth is a professor of economics at Stanford. He won the Nobel a couple years ago, and he likes to solve real-world problems.
Okay.
So he's just published a book called Who Gets What and Why, where he describes the nature of the problems he likes to solve.
Matching markets are markets where money, prices, don't do all the work. And some of the markets I've studied, we don't let prices do any of the work.
All right, matching markets. But I don't understand that, where prices don't do the work. Because that's what markets are, right? Money and prices figure out the whole supply and demand thing.
Usually that is true. But there are some transactions where money isn't allowed to do what it usually does for whatever reason. So think about school admissions, right? College mm-hmm. can't just raise its tuition price until the demand meets the supply. You have to find mm-hmm. a way to match a candidate with an available slot. And mm-hmm. that's what Al Roth means by a matching market. Uh-huh. And here is another case.
You can't buy a kidney. You can't pay for somebody's college education to get a kidney. You can't buy them a car.
That is Ruthann Leishman with the United Network for Organ Sharing.
Yeah, so I get it, though. So let me stop you, actually, because you can't compensate people for donating an organ. I totally get that. There mm-hmm. is, however, a huge shortfall of organs to be had for donation. So
correct.
What does Professor Roth do about this?
It goes back to the 1970s. A couple scholars had published a paper in a journal of mathematical economics
about how to trade indivisible goods when you couldn't use money.
Okay, so this was just one of those very mathy models that economists like to play right. around with.
Entirely theoretical. And sort of whimsically, they said, let's call the objects houses. And let's suppose everyone has a house and they can trade houses, but they can't use money. All you can do is barter.
So how can you make a matching market for something that's indivisible and that you can't put a price on? So Roth realized that this model could be adapted to help kidney patients find a potential donor.
But complicating factors, right? You have to be a match. I mean, there's all that biology stuff.
Extremely complicating.
Right.
And that was really the problem. So let's pretend that you and I, Kai, we both need a kidney transplant.
Okay.
Let's pretend, okay? And that both of us have a relative who's willing to donate one, but that your relative is not a biological match for you and mine isn't for me, which, by the way, is a very common scenario. So wouldn't it be awesome if you could enter all your data and all the donor's data into some algorithm that could magically sort these data from all the transplant centers in the country and match up donors and patients?
I'm just going to guess here that that's the Al Roth connection here. That's what he came up with?
That is the Al Roth algorithm, along with many other people, came up with it. Here again is Ruthann Leishman.
It's saving a lot of lives. We have about 600 kidney pair donation transplants a year right now in the United States. In 2000, we had two. We would have stayed doing two or four or six a year without the algorithm.
And Kai, here's a Minnesota man named Ray Book. His wife needed a kidney to survive, but Ray was not a biological match. The algorithm helped out. Ray offered his kidney to anyone who might need it, and his wife got a different donor organ.
It was a very emotional time. I told my kidney, go and do a good job and take care of somebody. And I shed some tears.
So this is economists doing good. Is that what you're telling me, Dubner?
You know, I hate to agree with you on anything, but this is economists doing good. I couldn't have said it better myself, Kai.
Stephen Dubner, half of the Freakonomics team. They've got a podcast as well. Perhaps you've heard it. Dubner, we'll talk to you next time.
Thanks so much, Kai.